We have the first gold medalist of day three, bringing that gold medal back to the historic riding of North Yorkshire. Congratulations. Talk us through the race and your reaction.
Thank you. Yeah, really pleased to win my eighth title now. I've missed the last couple of years. I haven't raced here since 2012 because I had injuries leading up into this race and I had to keep dropping out. So I was determined this year to get here and win this race again at last. But I had a lot of competition today because the British girls have all moved on quite a lot in the last couple of years. And Bethan's recently done a 20k PB, so I knew she was in fantastic shape. So I just wanted to keep ahead of her and then just put in a quick last 400. I always knew I would have a better finish.
Just take us back to the very beginning. How does someone start race walking? Was it a notice at the Clareville Stadium? What was it?
Yeah, I didn't have a clue what race walking was when I was younger. I started in athletics at the age of about 10. I did every single event, like throwing, jumping, running. Cross-country was my passion. And then when I was 18, there was a guy at my athletics club who did race walking. And he went to the Olympics in the 60s. And he just saw that I was a good runner and said, would you like to give it a go? There's a lot of opportunities. So I kind of went for a few sessions with him over a couple of weeks. And he was like, yeah, you've got a good talent for this. So I just carried on. It snowballed from there, really. Started making British teams and getting to Olympics and just went from there.
And you, more than anyone, will know about the technical discipline that is race walking, because you've been on both sides of it, of course.
Yeah.
How technical is it?
It is very technical. That's the thing. It's not just like the marathon. If you're falling apart at the end, you can crawl across the line. You've got to always keep your technique within race walking. And as you say, I've suffered disqualifications before. That's what happens in our event. You're pushing yourself to the limit, and you're always going to get that sometimes. And unfortunately, I had the worst time of London 2012, getting disqualified in front of my home crowd. So that took a long time to get over.
What's next for you? What's the plan this season?
Original plan was to get world champ standard, go to Beijing. Unfortunately, due to niggles, I didn't get that qualification time. So now my focus is on Rio. I'm going to race in October, hopefully get the standard out of the way nice and early. It's well within my capabilities, well within my PB, so I'm confident I can get it if I'm fit and healthy.
And back up to Middlesbrough now?
Back to Middlesbrough, yeah.
Well done today.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
See ya.